You got on KHUM, 34 minutes after 9. And joining me here in the studio, we've got Linda Nellis, who is with Humboldt CERT Coalition. The CERT stands for Community Emergency Response Team. And essentially getting prepared for anything.
Anything at all, Cliff. Yeah. Earthquakes, wildland fire, floods, whatever maybe follows.
Tsunami.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
You name it. You name it. You guys are there to prepare.
Well, we're all volunteers. We're local citizens that have had 23 hours of training and now hopefully joining a team attached to a fire department or law enforcement agency to help those first responders be the extra arms, eyes, legs, help whenever things happen in our communities so we can be of use to them.
Now, you're looking for more people to volunteer?
We are, but they need to take the training. So we have just received a Homeland Security grant for training in 2017, and that information about the date and the place will be coming out soon. But those who have already been trained, and there are quite a few, have taken the class but have not yet joined a team. We hope we'll consider doing that to be part of that greater response and to be counted as a volunteer to help their community.
Fantastic. Now, I'm taking a look at some of the material that you've given me here. And, of course, we've got the Great California Shakeout that's going to be coming up next month.
It is, and our CERT team members are helping us promote that. The Great California Shakeout, I call it the greatest flash mob in California because on October 20th at 10:20 a.m., 10 million of us who've signed up to do the drop, cover, and hold on drill will be doing that all together. Can you imagine 10 million people
That's
in California doing exactly the same thing at exactly the same time? So I hope folks will join us. They're teaching it in the schools as well as other places with community groups, and we're all going to drop, cover, hold on for the Great California Shakeout on October 20th.
No, that's a really great idea, and it kind of actually reminds me of what we used to do when I was in elementary school, except at that point we were doing that to protect ourselves against the nuclear blast, which not quite as survivable as
well,
an earthquake.
I'm happy to say that earthquakes are survivable,
right.
And one of the first things you can do is protect yourself
right.
So that you can help others, so join us on the Great Shakeout.
Now, interestingly enough, we were just talking about this at dinner last night. We were just out with some friends who were in from out of town, and we were talking about earthquakes, and we were saying the thing that most people get most hurt in earthquakes is like dashing out of a building,
mm-hmm.
Because that's when you get hit by debris.
Exactly.
It's a very dangerous thing to do that. It's kind of like hardwired into our instinct to flee, but it's not a good idea.
Yeah, your instinct tells you to flee danger. However,
right.
With the training, your muscle memory, when you drop, cover, and hold on, will remind you that you really will have a more difficult time and more likely be injured by falling debris.
Exactly.
If you're moving during that 10 to 20 seconds. It's only 10 to 20 seconds. And you just need to protect yourself so that you can take care of yourself, first of all, but also help other folks. So
sure.
If you're not injured, then you are able to help your family and friends as well.
I mean, I think about just a moderate quake when we had a few years back in Eureka, just shortly after Christmas. And it was enough to knock over a good chunk of stuff in our house. We lost a lot of our stemware and dishes and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
Television fell on the floor. But, you know, had we went running around the house, some of that stuff could have landed on us rather than just standing still and being calm.
Absolutely. And I hope you also learned from that you can bolt, brace,
yes.
And use museum or other putty to put that stemware down so
sure.
That it doesn't fall over. I've done that in my house. It makes dusting fun. Nothing moves.
That is terrific. Yes, and we then bolted down all of our bookcases because, you know, that we had a few of those fall over as well. It's like, oh, dear.
Yes, especially if you're sitting and reading at the time of a great earthquake. You're all comfy in your big cozy chair.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to get out of that chair when
sure.
The earth is rocking and rolling, and you don't want to be close to anything that can fall on you.
Right. So those are all good things. So what else... If people want to get in on this, if they want to be part of the CERT team, You're saying that the funding is available in 2017. Should they go to a website to register or what?
If you've already had some training, I will mention that we have a website on Facebook called the Humboldt CERT Coalition. People can search for it and become a member to learn about trainings as they come up. If you've never had training, we encourage you to visit the fire department open houses that are coming up in October. In October on the 1st, which is this coming Saturday, Apple Harvest Days in Fortuna, we'll have our CERT team table at the Fortuna Fire Department. Their team is promoting the training as well, and you can pick up information or sign the interest list there. And also, Arcata Fire District will be showing off their newly remodeled stations in Arcata on October 1st, and we'll have CERT team folks there to explain what we do and also an interest list if you'd like to sign up. And then October 15th, Humboldt Bay Fire in Eureka is offering tours of the station, kids games, food. The CERT table will be there so that we can talk with folks as they come through the door. So any of those are available for free. Lots of good information coming up. We hope to be able to put out information soon about that training to the general public. So watch for upcoming information about training in 2017.
Fantastic. All right. Well, Linda, thanks for coming in and sharing this information.
Glad to be here. Thanks for the opportunity.
Absolutely.